Okay, so I think we're recording. Okay, are you ready to start?
Yes.
Right, so let's start with part one. So in this part, I'd like to ask you some questions about yourself. So let's talk about where you live. What do you like about the place where you live now?
Now I live in the Sagami Harbor City, which is next to Tokyo, and the point I like is that my city has both natures and city buildings, such as shopping centers, amusement parks, or sports centers.
Have there been many changes in the city where you live?
Yes, the recent 10 years, the new station have built, and near the station, the new shopping center and new amusement park was built. So I think, my city has been changed.
Okay. Do you think you will continue to live there for a long time?
I don't think so because as I said, I'm planning to study in Australia, and after that, I think I'm going to work in Tokyo, so I have to move to there. So yes,
Okay.
in 3 years.
Right, let's talk about meeting new people. How often do you meet new people?
In my case, I meet new people once a month, especially in my part-time jobs. I'm working in the prep schools in Japan, so I sometimes have to teach a new student, and it's the most case.
Okay. Do you find it easy to talk to people you meet for the first time?
Yes, I think so. It's easy, and I think it's interesting to talk with new people. I can find something new knowledge, or I can meet something really fascinating people. So I think it's really interesting and it's easy.
When you meet someone for the first time, do you know if you like them?
It's really difficult. In my opinion, I don't decide whether I like or not at the moment, and I think I need a lot of time to understand the person,
Why?
because the personality, it's really difficult to understand one's personality in a short time.
Okay. Do you worry about what people you meet think of you?
I worry about. So I try to wear the clean clothes when I first meet someone.
Okay, let's talk about being tidy. That is putting things in the correct place. Are you generally a tidy person?
Yes, I think so. For example, in my room, practically I put the thing in, always I put the thing in the same place. So I think a
Do people in your family think you are a tidy person?
Yes, I think so. I'm eldest brother. So I have two little brothers, and my father and mother always often rely on me. That's why I think my parents and also my little brother think I'm a tidy person.
Are you more tidy at school or at home?
I think I am more tidy at school because sometimes in my room or in my home, I need to be relaxed. But in outside, mostly I have to Especially in the outside, I often study or do something. So yeah, rather than home, I try to be tidy.
Okay. Right. Okay, let's move on to part two. So now I'm going to give you a topic and I'd like you to talk about it for 1 to 2 minutes. Before you talk, you'll have 1 minute to think about what you're going to say. You can make some notes if you wish. Okay. So you have a pen and paper for making notes. I'm going to put your topic on the screen now. Okay, I'd like you to describe a film you watched which made you think a lot.
Okay.
All right, remember you have 1 to 2 minutes for this, so don't worry if I stop you. I'll tell you when the time is up. So can you start speaking now, please?
Okay, there are many movies I have watched in my through my life, but this time I would like to talk about one movie that I thought a lot, and the movie's title is, I don't know the English title, so I tell you the Japanese title, and that is AN0. In English, in my translation, it's Eternal Zero, maybe. And the movie was about the war, especially Pacific War. And I watched it when I was a high school student, and I watched it in my room. So I borrowed a DVD and watched it. So as I mentioned, the topic was the Pacific War, and the movie focused on the Japanese army, especially who attacked with their lives. In Japan, especially at the end of the war, the many soldiers tried to attack in their airplanes with their lives, and the movie told me about it. And in short, I was really shocked to see this, and I can't imagine their feelings. But after that, I strongly feel that the war should not be occurred, and the world should be more peaceful. And at that time, after I watching the movie, I went to the Okinawa prefecture as my school trip. And
okay, right, thank you.
Okay.
Have other people you know seen this film?
Yes. Most people. It's a very famous movie in Japan, so I think most people have watched it.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Let's move on to part three.
Okay.
Okay. So we've been talking about a film you saw which made you think a lot, and I'd like to discuss with you one or two more general questions concerning this topic. Okay. So let's consider first of all types of film.
Mm-hmm.
What types of film are most commonly shown in cinemas in Japan?
In Japan, the both light and how can I say that? Bright and dark or sad movies are shown in the cinemas. So
when you say bright films, what do you mean exactly?
You mean happy movie or exciting movie? In Japan, the most young or teenagers tend to like to watch happy movies, especially action movies or comedy movies. But while others, some adults or some students really like to watch sad movies, such as the movies about war, or some story. But it's each person have their own favorite movies. So many kinds of movies are shown in the cinemas.
Why do you think, you said older people tend to prefer sadder films that are sad? Why is that?
But it's sad.
Why? Why do older people prefer darker films?
I didn't mean that old people. Some people like sad, to watch sad movies. And they like some people like these kind of films because my father likes to watch it because he said he can learn something through the movie. For example, about a war movie. He said he could learn what is bad or what is tragedy. So some people like to watch it.
Okay. Do you think watching a movie about a true story is different than watching a movie which is fiction?
In my point of view, during the movie, while we watch the movie, it's not important because we really focus on the story itself. But after watching it, we recognize that if it's true, if we consider seriously, but if it's a fiction movie or if it's a fiction movie, we can easily forget, or we can easily we can consider it easily. So in my opinion, especially after watching it, the difference can be bigger.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about successful films. Mm-hmm. Do you think for a film to be successful, it needs to have a famous actor in it?
Yes. Sometimes the famous actor, famous actress can lead the success of a movie, but in other cases, content is also important. And sometimes the movies that is used in the music that is used in the movies are also important. So the actor or actress are just one element that lead a good result of the movie.
Which do you think is more important, the actor or actress or the story?
I think the story is more important. Based on the stories, the director can choose a suitable actor or actress. So I think content is more important.
Okay. You mentioned the music is also important. So why does the music help to make a film successful?
During the movie, the music can make can make people easily imagine the situation, or sometimes it affects their feelings. And also, some people will try to watch a movie because of the theme song. And so for example, if the some people really like a specific band and they made a theme song, so that the fans try to watch the movie. So
okay,
ways, yeah, music is significant.
Right, okay. So we'll stop the test there. So thank you. That is the end of this speaking test.
Thank you very much.